The Milwaukee County Courthouse has partially reopened following a week-long cleanup. Parts of the fourth floor, along with the fifth, sixth, and seventh floors, are opening again. Court proceedings will resume at the courthouse. It's been a hectic week since a fire about 10 days ago caused extensive smoke damage throughout the building. We're getting an update today from Don Tyler. He is Milwaukee County Director of Administrative Services and joins us on the phone this morning. Morning, Don.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Question is, how are you doing? How's the cleanup coming?
Well, I tell you, like you said, it's been a hectic week first. You know, this is a big deal. To kind of scale it, the courthouse has over 1 million square feet, and that's about the size of the U.S. Bank building. So this is a hectic week. It's been a hectic week for us, and it will continue to be as we power everything up and get everything cleaned up.
How long until all of the building is open and functioning again?
Well, that's hard to say at this point. Like you said, Bob, we are right now opening up this morning floors 5 through 7 and a portion of 4. The county executive has made it a priority to get the courts back up and running, and that's what this allows to do.
Some of the other floors, of course, include the county executive's office and all of the administrative staff, as well as the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors and its meeting room. So no estimate yet as to when they'd be functional, huh?
No estimate. We begin cleanup work, and, you know, it's interesting because about one-fourth of all county employees are housed in this complex. So three-quarters of our employees are housed across the county, so we're in pretty good shape in that regard. And then the offices of the county executive and the Board of Supervisors and some of the other offices are operating on a virtual basis across the county, either at COGS, at the COGS building, or city campus.
What is it that actually needs to be cleaned, Don? Is it soot that came from this fire, the black, inky kind of stuff that's hanging on the walls or in the vent system? Or what exactly has to be eradicated here?
It is soot. And, you know, what happened was the fire began in the basement in the power supply area of the courthouse. And it was very concentrated in about a 30 by 40 foot area. But because of that fire, there was soot that came through the elevator shaft, and basically a very fine soot settled in on, all the carpeting and all of the furniture. So we have had contractors at 100 at a time coming into the building and cleaning the carpets, taking out the ceiling tiles and cleaning all the furniture and walls.
And where the fire began, was this an electrical substation of sorts? Where was it aging equipment that malfunctioned or failed? What do you know about that?
First of all, it was basically the core power unit of the three buildings here in this complex is where the electrical fire began. We certainly don't know what the cause of the fire is, so it's too early for us to really say as we begin our investigative work.
Is there other equipment similar to this, or different for that matter, that represents a fire risk to your knowledge?
Not to our knowledge. Basically, we've got We Energies on the premises here and our electrical contractor making sure that everything is secure and safe. We've got our generators working. We've got backup generators to our core generators so we can get power to the courthouse and the other two facilities in a safe and secure fashion.
Well, Don, we appreciate the update. We'll stay in touch.
You bet. Thanks for the time.